Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening today, everybody. And it's not just Friday. It's follow-up Friday. And we wanted to follow up on one of the barriers to escaping poverty that Kai Wright spoke about on Wednesday's show, specifically the predatory educational scams that promise combined GED and associate's degrees, but mainly provide student loan debt. Here is our guest from Wednesday, Kai Wright, from ColorLines.com, describing the work of one group in the Bronx that tries to help these students.
This is common. They say that folks come in the door constantly. They've gone to these schools. They've racked up a bunch of debt. They've been made a bunch of promises, but they got a crappy education and they got no degree at all.
Kai Wright from Color Lines and the article he wrote about this in The Nation. One comment we got on the website during that interview was from MP from NYC, who wrote, "I work for CUNY, and I'm always saddened by that all-too-common tale of private colleges that prey on the uninformed by encouraging them to take out loans they can rarely afford to pay back. I've recently been encouraged, however, by the subway advertising campaign by the city that has been warning against exactly these types of schools. It's called Know Before You Go." And so, to follow up, we are joined now by Jonathan Mintz, New York City's Department of Consumer Affairs Commissioner, who is behind those subway ads and the Know Before You Go campaign. Welcome back to the show, Jonathan Mintz.
Thank you. My communications people are doing backflips. They're so happy to hear that people are noticing those campaigns.
Well, we're noticing them even before we did this segment. And so what kinds of programs are we talking about specifically that you consider predatory rather than legitimate?
Well, you know, there are several hundred proprietary schools in the city and a couple hundred more throughout the state. These are for-profit institutions, generally speaking, that are akin to training schools. They're the kind of vocational schools that you see the ads for. Come learn how to be a dental technician or an x-ray technician, that sort of thing.
Are they always illegitimate?
Well, definitely not. And I have to say, as a former educator, you know, education's a great thing. And I think what's also particularly important is that when people are trying to figure out how to move ahead for their families, seeking new skills to get better jobs is exactly what we want them to be doing, which is why it's all the more upsetting that you have a range of these schools that are, at the worst end, not even really schools. They're not going to give you a degree. They can't give you a degree, or their degree becomes worthless a couple years later because the state finally shuts them down, or you don't learn anything. We've gotten stories of people who show up for class. There's no class. They hand them a copy of the test with the answers and say, here, turn this in with your name on it.
There are some very common subway posters for some vocational schools. Do you want to name names?
I'm not going to name names today, but I do think that it's really important. I mean, this is not just an issue that's important to people struggling in the economy, but it's also an issue that's very basic to the way consumers make their choices, right? People need to know that if particularly they're going to take on new debt, they need to know what they're getting, and they need to know that it's worth it. And the idea that people reaching out, taking on new debt, going to the incredible effort of going back to school would end up getting taken advantage of because of sometimes false promises of 100% job placement or lousy schools or whatever it is, that idea is really unacceptable.
Listeners, anybody out there ever have experience with any of these? Have you felt that you've been ripped off by a school that promised you maybe a combined GED or associate's degree, and it didn't pan out? Maybe there wasn't even a class to attend, as Commissioner Mintz was just describing in some instances. 212-433-WNYC. Or maybe you're confused. Maybe you want the commissioner to help clarify for you what vocational school is legitimate if you're considering something like that. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Now, when Merrill Tisch, the New York State Board of Regents chancellor, was on the show in 2010, I brought up the question of for-profit colleges. At that time, the University of Phoenix and other for-profit colleges nationally were getting a lot of negative attention. And she defended the for-profit colleges in New York State this way.
New York State's for-profit colleges come under the purview of the State Education Department. And over the last several years, we have acted aggressively to close some of these for-profit colleges which have come to our attention as really being part of a great defrauding process. So we have a process in place in New York State that tends to weed out the bad providers.
Tish, Merrill Tisch from the New York State Board of Regents in 2010. So is that process, first of all, unique to New York, so that we're better off here than some other places? But also, is it not working if you need to mount this subway campaign?
Well, I think state regulation is important, and it is the typical model in states across the country. I think that, like many other states, the Department of Education is strapped for resources. It is very difficult, and in fact, we've been in Albany trying to help lobby to get them more resources so that they can continue to do and even step up the kind of enforcement that's necessary to make sure that when a school submits its check to get a license, that they are submitting some real documentation and that there's the kind of follow-up that, you know, I feel for any regulator, you can never catch everything. But this is a real problem. We have over 100,000 New Yorkers in these schools and far too many of them, and it's why this story and these ads are resonating, far too many of them are feeling taken advantage of. And it's heartbreaking.
Tony in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tony. Tony, are you there? Let's try Sandra in Queens. Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. My partner was trying to go back to school. She was a stockbroker that got laid off, so she wanted to get re-educated in the medical field. And she was looking for something in diagnostics, ultrasound, x-ray, et cetera. So she went to this one school, Sanford Brown, and she was going to sign up. The man wanted her to sign up immediately, just walking in off the street. Sign on the dotted line, and she would have had incredible debt. But then she came, she said, wait, this is too quick. There should be some kind of acceptance process for the school to be really credible. And then she discovered that they weren't even, she couldn't sit for any kind of state boards once she finished them because they weren't credited. So she ended up getting into Molloy College and is doing very well.
Well, I'm impressed with her. She asked all the right questions, and she trusted her gut, which I think is really important. It's a very sad story, the idea that that people would be pushed in that direction. And I think that she asked exactly the right types of questions, which is not just what's it going to cost and what is it that I'm signing here, but what's it going to get me? What's the quality of the program, and what does it get me when I'm finished?
Sandra, that's a great story, and it's going to help people. I'm glad you shared it. Adam in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right.
I enrolled at a summer course here at one of the universities, and it was about $3,000, I think it was, for 6 weeks. And before I have a master's and a bachelor of arts, and I just wanted to kind of to do a course which would propel me in my chosen industry. And I did a lot of asking about the qualifications of the person who was running the course and all of this, and I was assured that, you know, it was the Mercedes of courses specific to my field. Within two classes, I realized very quickly that I sort of knew more than the teacher, had better qualifications than him, had more professional credits, blah, 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 blah. When I went to get my money back, they said, no, you've just missed out. The refund cutoff was yesterday. Mm. But I sort of jumped up and down and kicked and screamed and threatened to go to the newspapers, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they gave me the money back. And my concern is that there's a lot of kids out there that, you know, that these courses are designed to babysit sort of wealthy Manhattan kids. And their parents spend $3,000 without the blink of an eye. And they're not getting anything. Mm. They promised the world. But they're getting really substandard teachers who kind of really don't give a damn. And
Adam, I'm going to leave it there for time, but
yeah,
that's exactly the story, the kind of story that you're trying to minimize.
That's exactly right. I think the right of cancellation is a really important way for a school to stand behind their program. And I'm glad you jumped and kicked and screamed, but people shouldn't have to.
Let's take one more of these. Eddie in Brooklyn Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eddie.
Hi. My home attendant was looking to get out of being a home attendant. She thought she wanted to work in a nursing home, and in order to do that, she was told that she had to take a course to get a certificate to do that. And you know, it was like practically a nothing course that she took, and it cost her $250, which was half of what other schools were charging. Just to get the certificate, and then she went to the class. The teacher showed up 2 hours late, and they basically didn't do anything, and it just sounded like a fraud to me. But she didn't know. I mean, she was from Guatemala. She You know, she was happy to be there and not have to learn a lot.
They prey on poor people. They prey on immigrants.
It's also dangerous. I mean, the idea that people would walk away with a certificate not having learned what it is the certificate says they know is also bad news for everybody.
Absolutely. So, Eddie, thank you for that. So we just have a couple of more minutes with the New York City Consumer Affairs Commissioner, Jonathan Mintz, behind the subway posters that you may have seen. Know before you enroll, inviting people to do things like go to the city's workforce healthcare career center for help instead of what may be a sham private college. Go to the city's financial empowerment center if you're in loan debt, things like that. Why won't you name names?
Well, you know, I'm not the regulator of these institutions. I don't have access to their documents. And, you know, we put out in our campaign, and I think one of the reasons the campaign is hit so nicely is these are just very real stories from real people. Those stories suggest larger problems with those institutions, and I leave it to the regulators at the state level to really explore that. And we are collecting complaints. We are forwarding. We've already received dozens and dozens of complaints. We are forwarding all of those complaints to the State Department of Education and the Attorney General as well.
For people who may feel that they're left confused and not knowing about individual ones, the campaign does urge people to call 311 before enrolling. So what happens when someone calls?
Listen, there are thousands and thousands of schools across the state and, you know, in the region. There are three things that we really urge people to pay attention to when they're considering enrolling. The first is cost. You want real clarity on what it's going to cost you the day you're done if you've got payments and you're taking loans. When they promise student aid, that does not necessarily mean grants. It usually means loans. Second, you want to be absolutely sure that you have satisfied yourself about the program. Make sure that they let you sit in on and look at a class. Make it a real program. And then third, the job placement. What are the job placement services? Where have people gotten jobs? How can they prove that to you? Those are the three basics that I think anyone can arm themselves with when they're navigating this opportunity.
New York City Consumer Affairs Commissioner Jonathan Mintz behind the Know Before You Enroll campaign so people don't enroll in scam for-profit colleges and certificate programs. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thanks for talking about this.
Speaking of consumer affairs, folks, President Obama is scheduled right now to speak at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is the controversial new agency for which he had to make a recess appointment this week because the Republicans in the Senate wouldn't confirm anybody for the job because they don't support the existence of the agency. So President Obama is scheduled to speak right now at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. We will be streaming his remarks on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. So while you're listening, you might want to go to itsafreecountry.org. And if the president starts while the show is still on, we'll see if we can put him on the air too. All right, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Also still to come, we want to know how it's going with your New Year's resolutions. Our phone lines are open for a progress report here on day six. An opportunity for you to make a few adjustments, of course. How is it going with your promise to yourself this year? What are you doing to keep yourself on track 6 days into whatever it is you are trying to change? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Think of this as a kind of affirmation. By speaking it out loud, by speaking it in public, you're helping yourself stay on track. So how are you keeping yourself to your New Year's resolution on day six, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692.